Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In the days of Noah, the Lord grieves. He's sad that he has made man. His heart is filled with pain because man's heart is filled only with a desire to sin. Every inclination of man's heart is only evil all the time. Now, these were the heroes of old, the men of great renown. They possessed far more wisdom than Socrates or Aristotle, accomplished far more than Washington or Lincoln could even dream of, and they built far greater cities than Rome, Babylon, Paris, or D.C. And yet the only thing that matters, the only thing the Lord tells us about them, they lacked faith. Perhaps they were civilized, ethical, upright citizens who lived a good moral life. But it did not matter because they lacked faith. So they were living by their sinful flesh. This is why the Lord grieves. God doesn't fix sin. He won't fix the sinful flesh. He drowns it. He destroys it. He kills it. He wants nothing to do with it. For the soul that sins must die. In the days of Noah, the Lord started over through water. The springs of the great deep burst forth, and the floodgates of heaven were opened, and all wickedness was destroyed. Every city, every field, every house and home, along with the nursing mothers and their infant children, along with those laying down their loved ones to sleep and those waking up, along with those who are getting married and those who are burying loved ones, along with the down-to-earth, hard-working farmer, the faithful merchant, and the powerful ruler, all are destroyed, young and old, because all lack faith. Only 8 are saved, along with 2 of every creature. God told Noah to enter the ark, for God would not destroy the righteous along with the wicked. Born atop those destructive waters, God preserved Noah in the ark. For over a year, Noah lived in that ark, waiting. And then God told him to leave that ark and to enter the new creation. By water, God destroyed. By water, God saved. And so by water, God established a new creation. Today, this is fulfilled. Today, Christ leaves the grave. Today, he lives as the first fruits of a new creation. The old is gone. The new has come. Christ is risen. Alleluia. And so today, he dispenses with the old by water. He destroys by water. And he saves by water. For your fallen heart was no different than the heroes of old, the men of great renown. Every inclination and desire of your natural self was only evil all the time. It never submitted to God. It wanted nothing to do with God. In fact, it fought against God. Your sin hurts God because it separates you from him. Your great accomplishments don't matter. Your success is irrelevant. Even your morality doesn't matter. Your flesh ruins the world around you. And so cars rust, dust collects, and bodies grow old and die. Your flesh brings pain to yourself and to others. It makes your life hard. Now, this does not mean that you live a blatantly immoral life. The sinful flesh even can live a moral, upstanding, civilized, good life, but never a godly life. For without faith, it is impossible to please God. And God won't fix sin. He won't fix the sinful nature. He kills it. He destroys it. He drowns it. He wants no part of it, for the soul that sins must die. Today, the Lord starts over with water. The great depths of Christ's heart were ripped open by a spear, bringing forth a sudden flow of blood and water. In baptism, you are washed with his death. In baptism, you are washed with his resurrection. All that is wicked is destroyed in you and sunk. There is nothing worth saving. All of it was destroyed. and you rise as a saint of God. The old is gone, the new has come. God has made you a new creation in Christ. Christ died in your place. Christ rose in your place, so that through the waters of baptism you may rise as a new creation, holy and pleasing to God. As God preserved Noah in the ark, so the risen Lord preserves you. You have nothing to fear. What can the world do to you? What can sin do to you? What can pain, suffering, disease, cancer, hardship, old age, death, or even hell do to you? Christ lives, and you are free. Christ lives, and you are saved. Christ lives, and you live in the holy ark of the Christian church, born atop the waters of baptism, floating toward that new land, the new creation of heaven. Christ lives, and you already are this new creation, for you have been washed, justified, sanctified, born again by water and the Spirit. As the world was drastically changed by water, so you have been drastically changed by water. You are holy and beautiful, dressed in the righteousness of Christ, without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish. All things are given back to you for your enjoyment. The Lord gives you back fatherhood and motherhood, along with every other vocation. Do not fear that you will somehow fail as a father, a mother, a child, or any other vocation, for the grave has relinquished its prize. The Lord has given you back all things of creation, reconciled you to the world, so that you may enjoy the things of this world. Do not fear that you will somehow sin with food or drink or goods or money or property, for today all things are made new. Live boldly and confidently, for through water you have been resurrected with Christ. You have been brought from death to life. Your heart is new. Your desires are new. So no longer do you only have an affinity and desire to sin, but you have the very heart of God, so that you desire the very things of God. You have been raised with Christ in baptism to be a new creation, wet with the blood of Christ. Before the flood, man and animals ate only plants. After the flood, God gave meat. This teaches us that God makes us a new creation in baptism. And after we are made new, he gives us a new food to eat, the food of the new creation. Christ's flesh is our meat. Christ's blood is our drink. The old world had no part in meat, so the old flesh has no part in this holy supper. It's the food of heaven given to those who are heavenly. It's the food of the new creation given to those who are made a new creation. It's the risen sacrifice upon which faith lives and relies. Destructive, violent water, and yet gentle, saving water. God could not fix you, but he had to drown you to save you. He had to kill you to make you holy and new. So no longer does God grieve over you, but he rejoices that you are now his new beloved child. For in Christ he makes all things new. So today is the beginning of all things. Today is the beginning of the new creation. Today is the beginning of your new life in Christ. Today that is the beginning of eternal life, for you live with God in heaven. Set your mind on things above, as St. Paul urges us, not on earthly things. For our life is hidden away with Christ, with God in Christ. So let us eat the meat of this new creation and rejoice that God has saved us by these destructive waters. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.